Gemara sure what's come to explain the whole meaning of Yitzchok. Russian Tzchoik. It's not that it's really going to get to the earlier, but check to the earlier version. Yitzchok is Russian Tzchoik. Stumps to understand the Midas Adin. What's Midas Adin got to do with Tzchoik? Yitzchok was born, Midas Adin was born in the world, and the Pasuk says that Tzchoik Baloidim. A big Tzchoik came into the world. So what's the. It should be the opposite. Din comes into the world, Tzchoi comes into the world. And Yitzchok was an Oyla Tzmini. What is Midas HaDin? Midas HaChesed is a Midas HaSpashtus. You are Shaychus to the world, you are Spashtus into the world. Midas HaDin is Fakir, removed from the world. Midas HaDin is removed from Yitzchok, was completely isolated from his world. He wasn't allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's called an Oyla Tzmini, like we said before. The Oyla Tzmini means he's isolated, he's Hecher, he developed it. Oyz V'chedva B'mkoymai. There's only simcha if you're in the Rabban Shalom. Like the Gemara there, is the Rabban Shalom crying or is the Rabban Shalom sameach? Hav b'bati gavoy, hav b'bati b'broy. In the inside, where's the Gemara? Sukkah, Gemara Sukkah. Hav b'bati gavoy, hav b'bati Gemara Sukkah. In the inside, in the inner chambers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is oiz v'ched v'bem koymai. The more a person is oiz kitin from their velt, the more a person is mishtoikik, the more a person is an oila tmim in yene velt, which is through Midas Adin. Because Midas HaChesed, Avraham Avinu had shaychus with everybody. Yitzchok was removed. The more a person is removed from this world, which is what Midas HaGevura is, constraint, the more a person is a gibba, a klevish is Yitzchok. So Midas HaGevura means constraint. The more a person is constrained from the world, he's removed from all the worldly desires or whatever, the more he's removed from that, so the more he's shaychus to Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koimoy. So Meila, the more is Simchadim. Yeshiva Bachim sometimes feel that they learn the whole day, and Mela, therefore, they have to have a good time, so they have to run out to have a good time. Here's the Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koimoy. Here's the Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koimoy. As we learn richtig, here's the Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koimoy. So that's the soul of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is called Yomov, he was Mitzdair, Mosa Yov Eliyot, he really wants to go up. He was always in the Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koimoy. Such a level of simcha he had, he was allowed to laugh when he looked at the Chor B'Sa Mikdash. Because the chorban, because the crying of the chorban is really only in the bati broy. The bati gavoy is always simcha din. So Rekiva is the one who's completely oiskitin. When you completely oiskitin, so then you're in the bati. More like the Hilga Chayzer of Blin says. The Hilga Chayzer says. He says the pasuk kumi roini balayla. It's a pasuk eicha kumi roini balayla. Roini is also a lashon of rina. It's a lashon of simcha. Famous Yitzchak Moshe went to the Chos and he had that kash on Chassidim. Stated him, a person should always be doy gomitza because of the Chorban. Chassidim always noivin on simcha. So he had that kash, he was going to ask the Chos. So he walked into the Chos and the Chos, before he opened his mouth, the Chos said to him, why are you looking like that? And he gave him the whole Torah. Even though Meitza doy for the Chorban, still a person with Pnimius has to be simcha. Even Vashas Masi gave him a mashal of the Rav Shmelke. When a king is being banished and exiled, and his people are so these loyal citizens are so sad, he goes into one of their houses on his way to Golus, chained in rags. They all remember him with the crown and all his riches. And he comes into one of his citizens' houses, and Imam is crying over inside, and they're happy that the king's in their house. It's Kovd, and they're always thinking, when am I going to Zoich? The king comes to our house. So even though we're crying for the Chorob, not for the Maisa, when there's no Bessim English, the Shechina Kadosh is with us. We're the one who keeps Kaviyachal the Shechina Kadosh company. So in the Tzar and the Atzis, when Maisa Zoich, the Yom Shekor of Bessim English, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Lom El Adah Lam Shal Alach, Ha'id Len Toyer, it's a Shechina Shoyer, Shoyne Kenegdai. So the Simcha, so somebody's kosher, somebody's removed from this world completely, even when he sees a Chorob, he can feel Simcha. That's the sort of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is telling us all to be koivish as Yitzchak, to push away the desires, to push away the gashmis. The more you push away the desires, the more you're connected to Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koymah. So therefore, Midas HaDin brings a merdik and tzchoik in the world. Midas HaDin brings the koyach to be mezgaber. It brings the koyach to be removed. And the more a person is removed, the more the person feels Oiz V'Ched V'Em Koymah.